Perk Hey, Perk Vav. There's a marshal here. Question is it a marshal? Or it's literally. Take a look, I'll farsh him. They take it both. This part of Mishnah is talking about the chshivas of Limud HaTorah and how Limud HaTorah helps a person. Lishmor mezimos v'das v'sechi and zoro. Kinovos titov nosif se zoro v'cholok m'shem l'chiko. Who are the sifsei zoro? Now the sifsei zoro, at the beginning of Perek Vav, it says it talks about an Isha Zora. And fortune talk in terms of as follows. That actually Dalin and Hay, excuse me, Dalin Hay. That sometimes this Isha Zora, let's talk about Stam the Yetzer Hara. Sometimes talking about a foreign culture, and sometimes talking about Tavis Nosh. The end of Perek Dalid, it says, V'orach tzadikim kor noga holech v'or ad nochon hayom. Derech reshoyim kafele lo yodu b'me yikoshin. Orach means a small path. Derech is a big highway. And some people feel that following Torah is important, but it's not meant for this world. It doesn't work in this world. Problem with a lot of our from people in this country. I feel if we had a country of everyone was Shomer Shabbos and everyone was Shomer Mitzvahs, you couldn't have an economy. You couldn't have the country wouldn't work. It wouldn't function. It indicates a very deep lack of confidence in Torah. That you can really run a sophisticated economy, al pi Torah. You can really run a sophisticated country, al pi Torah. Orach tzadikim, the way tzadikim go is an orach. It's a small, narrow path. Kornoga, says the Gro, Shehu hascholas hazrichas hayom so om ur b'choshech. Dain ein emeir koka. Cholech vo onoga. Achakach yameya v'holeich ad shiyya or mamesh b'li ir v'vkla. Tzadik goes on a small path. Then finally it opens up and is very, very bright. And anochon hayom. She'oz ha'or betokfu me'am ba'od. Kena tzadikim. Okay. V'derech reshoyim. A Russia begins on a wide highway. Lo yodu b'mei kashelu. But it doesn't give you really a mahalach in life. It doesn't give you, and you never know where you're going to trip and go because it doesn't give you a proper mahalach. If you take a look at the end of Yoshua, Perek Aleph. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Yeshua? Give me a Yeshua. Pasuk says HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshua. Lasos kechol haTorah sheTzivcha Moshe Avdi al Tosu Mer Yomino Smol. L'man taskil b'chol asher teilech. This will give you a mahalach in everything you do in life. L'yom v'shevetor zemipich v'giz me'om v'layl. L'man tishmo ki os taktlech az rochecho v'os task. Task. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshua, Torah is not only just an otherworldly thing. If a person understands well the messages of Torah, the hadrocha that Torah gives, then it gives him a way of managing his way and succeeding in this world. When David HaMelech talks to Shlomo, he tells him the exact same thing. Torah gives you mahalach in life, and gives you a successful mahalach in life. But in the successful mahalach in life, you have to think deeply in Torah and be guided by Torah. The idea that a Talmud Chacham has Chachmas Chaim. Not every Talmud Chacham has Chachmas Chaim. But a person who has a deep clarity about Torah gets a deep clarity about life. And because Torah is a blueprint for life as well. Of course, we live in a time that Torah is not given its ability to give a successful guide. It's a little bit of this and a little bit of that, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But the idea that Torah by itself will not be able to give a guide to life, that shows a deep lack of confidence in Torah and a havana of the breadth and scope of what Torah does. Orech tzaddikim. Tzaddikim begin a narrow path and the light emerges gradually. But Derech Rishoyim, even it's a big highway, it's called Fela. It doesn't give you a mahalach and you never know where you're going to trip. Okay. And because of that, okay. It says, Benili Dvorai Hakshiva. So who's the talking? Here the Torah is talking, as it was. And the whole thing here is a way of telling a person that this has to be your guide to life. Okay. Now, as the Grub points out, that is the Torah, the Pnimius, the Chitzonius. Talk about a Pnimius, not only talk about Nister. Talk a person has to think through Torah and the message in Torah as it gives a guide to life. Okay, now. B'nei l'chachmosi hakshiva l'tfunosi hatos nacho. First, if you go through Perek Hei and Perek Vov, there are certain outstanding things I want to focus on, and then we'll go through it in a greater detail. Success. Kineh mitzvah v'Torah or v'derech chayim tochos musar. It's in Perek Vav, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Kineh mitzvah v'Torah or Chazal, in this pasuk, it's a Gemara in Brachas, and it's a Gemara also in Sota. So, a mitzvah is like an air. Torah is like a bar. And there, it's temporary, or it's permanent, all-encompassing. And the Gemara tells us there's a very big difference between the schar one gets for a mitzvah and the schar one gets for Torah. Schar one gets for a mitzvah is limited. You do a mitzvah, you get schar, you take a little of it schar. But a mitzvah per se is not going to bring a person to Olam Haba. We talk about or something all-encompassing and total, that's Olam Haba. And only with the Schus of Torah do we get to Olam Haba. And the word says, V'noshim b'mazachim. So where do women get, how are they zochot to Olam Haba? Says the schus of Torah of their sons and of their husbands. Without the schus of Torah, there's no Olam Haba. Why? If you take a look in the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam Parakes Hilchos Tshuva, says. Yachin shenodun shemat tzchorin shel mitzvahs v'atova shenizke bo im shamarnu derech Hashem hakosev v'atovi chayi olam habo. So what is the Torah talking about? Tzchah mitzvahs v'olam hazeh. He says tzchah mitzvahs v'olam hazeh kol sandvorim emetz hoyu v'yiyu. And listen to his lashon. B'zman she'anu osim kol mitzvahs ha-Torah. When we do mitzvahs, yagiu eleinu tovu olam hazeh kula. All the mitzvahs give you all tovus in this world. Okay. Elkachi hecha kol advarim. Kodesh Baruch Hu nosan lonu Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Zu etz chayim hi. And that's an etz chayim. Osa kol hakotzev bo. The Yodo Deo Gemura Nechona, if you do what's written in there, and you have a Deo Gemura Nechona, and true and deep knowledge, Zochabo L'chai Olam Haba. Ram contrasts mitzvahs without Torah and mitzvahs with Torah. Mitzvahs without Torah is the only Olam Haza. Without the source of Torah. Mitzvahs with Torah, that's Olam Haba. And Rambam throws in here extra requirements. Derech Agav. Perek Tes, Me'ach HaShendot HaNeshamat, Neschoren Shal Mitzvahs, V'atov HaShenizkot, Im Shamarnu Derech Hashem, HaKotzev B'Torah. We also have to keep Derech Hashem. What's Derech Hashem? Some people ask him what Derech Hashem is. That's the name of the Sefer. But Rambam defines Derech Hashem in Hilchos Deos. He says, he talks about Halachta Bedrochav, Mahuni Kruchanu, and Afatu Kruchanu. He tells her how to get it. And he says, "Nikras derech zu derech Hashem." When I say the word derech Hashem, I mean a person who has followed the midas that the Torah defines as v'halachta bedrochav. Who shalimed Avram Avinu lebonav? That's what Avram Avinu taught his children. Shenama ki yodati v'manesh yitzave. What a midas, what according to the Rambam, midas come out of, and that's derech Hashem. And the Rambam says, Nikras Derezu Derech Hashem. It comes from the Portal Gemarish Tavonus. That's what Avraham Avinu taught his children. So the Rambam, when he begins Olam Haba, says, Marashanat no da Shemat Zchor Shal Mitzvahs, Vahatov Mitzvahs, Vahatov Shenizkala im Shemarnu Derech Hashem. But you only get Zchor for Mitzvahs and Torah if it goes together with Midas Tavis. The Rambam. It's an unbelievable Rambam in Hakdama Techelek. Rambam says things he lose Olam Haba, Einam Chelek Olam Haba, for this, for that, all sorts of things. He says then certain things, he says, that in people's minds are very minor. But the Gemara says you lose your Chelek Olam Haba. What is it? Miskabi b'klon chavero, machan Hashem l'chavero, all sorts of things. The Rambam explains the idea of Olam Haba. Some people have, it upsets me very often, people have a very primitive idea of how Schar Mitzvahs work. You know, there are signs all over the place. You know, every word you say in davening is a mitzvah. So there's 3,650 mitzvahs, and it's sort of over quantifies things in a way. But it's this world, you know, you over quantify things. You don't think about quality, only about quality. Rambam says it's not. You know, some people have a simple idea: you know, X number of mitzvahs. You know, this sort of like a cash register in Shemayim. You know, this mitzvah is worth 100, this mitzvah is worth 25, and the cash register, this avera is worth this, and the cash register is adding and subtracting. And then at the end of your life, you figure out how big the bank balance is. The Rambam describes it. It's a much deeper way. And says, a person's neshama in this world is something that a person's mechuyev to elevate. Mitzvahs impact one's neshama. Torah impacts one's neshama. But midas also impact one's neshama. If you've lived your life with obnoxious, disgusting midas, and you learned mitzvahs, but your mitzvahs were disgusting. He says, your neshama just doesn't belong in Olam Haba. It doesn't fit. Not because of the chumas ha'aveira. Certain aveiras chamuros are certainly impact the neshama, but certain things just reflect where your neshama is. There's a very deep, basic machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban on the mitzvah of midas teves. According to the Ramban, there's no mitzvah of being a bal chesed. Mitzvah is doing acts of chesed. Anything to do with maisa. According to the Rambam, I have to change my personality. Halachta bedrochov is not just doing this chachanun v'rachum, doing this and acting in a certain way. It's incorporating it so that it impacts my, and that is who and what I become. And the Rambam says in Hilchos Deis, of course, how do you train yourself to be to have chesed as part of your being? You act in a certain way long enough that changes your personality, that changes who and what you are. So the ketzad, yargel atzmo, you do atzmo b'deya seilu, ad sheyikfu ubo, until it's kavua in him and it changes the personality. That's why the Rambam writes, Hakdama Techelek, that there are different things that impact a person's neshama, that elevate or bring down that neshama. Because it's not like you have a cash register in Shemayim and then you just say, okay, this is my bank balance here. Okay, did I get in? I didn't get in. It's all of it's impacting neshama after a person's die. The madrega of his neshama seeks its place in Olam Haba, because that is who and what you are. And midas, and being kona of those midas, is what elevates the neshama, and bad midas brings down that neshama. That's the Derech Hashem. And that is where Talmud Torah comes. While Mitzvah Maisios means I'm being Meshabed my goof to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm being Meshabed a lot of things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How the Rambam paskins and Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavonim, is a very complicated thing. But the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Mitzvah Avdo, says, Avapi, I count it as one of Taryag Mitzvahs, because Mitzvah Tefillah, but it's also Tzivut Tzivui HaKolel, where, and because, but it's a specific Mitzvah and a general Mitzvah. Avdo Zu Talmud, Avdo Zu Mitzvahs. A person's supposed to take the Mitzvahs Maishias that he does, and his Limud HaTorah, and turn into a Derech Avodah V'Kadosh Baruch. That's not just taking a lulav. A lulav is a Derech Avodah. Matzah is a Derech Avodah. Tefillin is a Derech Avodah. And so the Rambam says, and what Chazal say, Kiner Mitzvah. Yes, I put on tefillin. That impacts me. It's supposed to impact me. But impacts me to a certain degree. Yeah, mitzvah says it impacts me. And if I use this as a derech avodah, it impacts my neshama and uplifts my neshama. But the impact of Torah is Torah R. Without the impact of the schus of Torah on a person's neshama, his neshama is never going to get to a madreg of being zochet to Olam Haba. And that's why, the Rambam writes mitzvahs without Torah. Very nice. Told him how it's not going to get. It's an interesting ritva, which it's based on Rabban and Ramah. When he talks about schar mitzvahs b'olam hazeh. In the Olam HaNeshamas and Chiyatz HaMeisim, he says, when I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with my goof, so the goof gets a reward. It's Olam HaZeh. When I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with my neshama, neshama gets a reward. It's Olam HaNeshamas. And Olam Haba and Chiyatz HaMeisim is the joining of Guf and Neshama, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Guf and Neshama. that's the ritual, because he's following the Yad Ramah's view of Olam Haba. Rambam had only Olam and Neshamas. According to the Rambam, Tchias HaMeisim is a different sort of thing. According to the Rambam, Tchias HaMeisim is like a second chance. But but the Olam and Neshamas depends. Person spends his time and his life Torah mitzvah is supposed to impact neshama, uplift my neshama. Midas is supposed to uplift my neshama. That's why the Rama makes a prerequisite for Olam Haba, midas tevis. And it's a at the end of your life, your neshama is what you've achieved and what you've accomplished, how you've uplifted, and that's brought down that neshama. And what Chazal saw in the pasuk Kiner Mitzvah, the Torah Or, is that scope, that impact on the human being that is necessary for Olam Haba. That's Schus HaTorah. That's Schus HaTorah. A mitzvah is limited, it's a ner, but Torah is Or. That's the first part that they saw in this pasuk. Number two. The Rambam. Okay. In his Havana, yes, I mentioned the Rechagin. According to the Rambam, with the Tchias HaMeisim is limited in time, not like the Rama, that's the Ikir Schar. According to the Rambam, part of the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person who had all the Ratzon to achieve and accomplish in Ruchnius in this world, and circumstances prevented him from doing it. So, to really, for his neshama, to achieve that madrega that he had wanted, that he had, it's, Olam Hazeh is a difficult place. So that's exactly where Tchias HaMeisim comes in. Come back, you live, do mitzvahs without any distraction, without any impediments, and then you're in a much free to build your neshama up to its proper place in the Olam HaNeshamas. And that's because the Rambam, the whole goal of this world is impacting your neshama through Torah and mitzvahs and building it to a point where it finds the proper place in the Olam HaNeshamas. Okay, Mitzvah Shem next week, Renata will continue with these parakim in Mishnah.